The Warrior Soul Podcast is written, edited, and produced by me, Chris Albert. Our mission is to provide tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that help the U.S. military veteran community to show up as the wisest, strongest, most capable versions of themselves in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about will most certainly apply to you as well. This podcast is made possible with the help of F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats that you can carry around anywhere with you in little portable packets. They make macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with coconut butter. They're absolutely delicious, and they're really good for you. They don't have any sugar. They also make a lot of cheese snacks. They make meat sticks, and it's just a great company. These guys send packages of this stuff to the troops who are on the front lines overseas to supplement their MREs, and we didn't ask them to do that. They just did that on their own initiative. Really great company. If you want to get 20% off your first order of F-bombs, head over to www.droppingfbomb.com and use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout. This podcast is also brought to you with the help of Save the Brave. SaveTheBrave.org is a 501c3 charity for veterans. They run camaraderie events that include fishing, golfing. They also do a lot of work with Gold Star families. And unlike a lot of other organizations, their board doesn't take a salary. Really great organization that is doing amazing work. So go and check them out at SaveTheBrave.org. With that, thank you guys so much. Let's get into today's programming. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Warrior Soul Podcast. This is Chris Albert, and this is where we deliver tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas to help you to show up as a wiser, stronger, more capable human being in your civilian life. Our mission is to empower veterans to live their best lives. And if you're not a veteran, stick around because anything I talk about here is obviously going to apply to you as well. This is going to be a quick one today, guys. What I want to talk to you about is the language you're using to talk to yourself, how you talk to yourselves on a daily basis. And you probably know what I mean, but if not, I'll describe it. Right? You're going about your day, you screw something up, and then for the next 3 days in your head, you're talking to yourself about what an idiot you were, what a dumbass you were, how you screw everything up, how you can't get anything right, and you're constantly ripping yourself apart. Worse than any drill instructor would ever rip you apart, right? And, right, that might be a long shot, but you know this fact. You got to live with yourself. You don't have to live with your drill instructors for the rest of your life, right? You don't have to live with anybody else for the rest of your life, but you got to live with yourself. And if you are constantly talking to yourself like that in a negative manner, bringing yourself down in your own head, one of the things you've got to understand is that our brains change on a daily basis. They literally change on a daily basis. Everything you come in contact with, every person you come in contact with has an effect on your brain. That's why it's so important to surround yourself with good people. And if you are constantly talking to yourself in that way, well, guess what? The one person that you are attached to, the one person that you have to deal with for the rest of your life, well, that person's having a really negative effect on you, and you're doing it to yourself. You're doing it to yourself. So what I want to talk to you about here are some things you can start doing to start getting out of this vicious cycle of tearing yourself apart, of bringing yourself down. And the first one is this. Each morning when you wake up, you got to take some time to be with your thoughts. You got to take some time to start observing your thoughts. And I'm talking about meditation here. And when I talk about meditation, I've talked about it so many times here on this podcast because it's helpful. But a lot of you might have this conception of you know, sitting in the lotus position and freaking, you know, just chanting or something like that. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is sitting in a quiet room with your eyes closed and just letting your thoughts come up. And when they do come up, recognizing them as thoughts. Now, this is important because when you start to recognize them as thoughts, when you start to observe them, you start to realize something. And that is that you can't control the thoughts that come into your head. Right? Our brains are constantly going. You literally can't control it. But what you can do by recognizing them as thoughts is you can observe them and then you can allow those thoughts to start to dissolve. And when you do this often enough, what happens is you start to be able to recognize when your brain is going to that place, when your brain is putting you into a position where you are, you know, you're really destroying yourself. And if you get enough practice at that, then that can be something that keeps you from continually going down that path of self-destruction. The next thing I really think you need to do is that when this stuff gets out of control, and again, I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but when the stuff starts to get out of control and you're constantly down on yourself, you got to do something to build yourself back up, right? Now, that can be exercise. That can be cardio. That can be something difficult, right? Put your body through something because you got to get out of your head and you got to get back into your body, right? And by giving yourself some time, getting your heart rate up, that allows you to be present, fixed on the moment, right? You're faced with the challenge in front of you. And rather than going to that other place where you're in a room with an abusive, friggin' sadistic asshole, that's you, right? You allow yourself to be present and you allow yourself to get back to where you can start focusing on improving your energy, right? Improving your mindset. Another thing that I've constantly talked about here on this show that can actually help you with this is by starting to read about awesome people, people who've done amazing things, right? Right now I'm reading that book about Teddy Roosevelt, The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt. And, you know, when you read a book like that, you get to see the human being, right? I read a book on Lincoln not too long ago too. Same thing. You get to see that these people who were larger than life had very human problems and very human tendencies. They all had strong mindsets, but, you know, they screwed up from time to time as well. And if somebody like Teddy Roosevelt screws up and he got out of it and he moved forward, well, that means that the rest of us can screw up too, because Teddy Roosevelt was pretty much freaking God, right? He was awesome at everything, right? But for us, I think a lot of us expect ourselves to be perfect in every way, right? And if we're not perfect, then it goes back to, hey, you freaking idiot, why are you doing that? Why are you being such a dumbass, right? And if you're constantly setting that standard for yourself where you got to be perfect all the time, then, and you're not giving yourself any leeway to learn, any leeway to improve, well, then again, you're never going to improve. You're never going to improve yourself. You're never going to have the strength to get through hard times. You're never going to have the strength to push forward. You are literally your battle buddy, right? You're your closest battle buddy. And you can't be locked at the hip with somebody who's freaking out when stress happens or when something goes wrong. Your mind, you want to get your mind to the point to where it can immediately jump to focusing on the solution for the problem, right? And that's not going to happen if you're just friggin' tearing yourself apart. Another thing to remember when you're going through stuff like this and you're dealing with that, those negative thought processes, is to think about how many people you've friggin' forgiven in your life, or who you've corrected and just sat down and went over things. Maybe you went off on them for a minute, but then afterward, you probably forgave them and you probably, you know, showed them where they went wrong, or maybe somebody wronged you and you forgave them, right? Think about how much slack you've cut other people in your life. And think about how much of a difference there is between the amount of slack you cut other people and the amount of slack you cut yourself, right? There's probably a huge difference there. You probably don't cut yourself as much slack. And I don't think you should cut yourself a lot of slack. I'm not saying, hey, go screw off or something like that. But don't bring it to the point to where you make yourself irredeemable in your own mind. Because once you get to that point and you don't care about yourself at all, that's when self-destructive behavior comes in. You got to get to the point to where you're talking to yourself like you would talk to a friend, right? You wouldn't just constantly berate a friend, because they probably wouldn't be your friend for too much longer, right? You want to treat yourself like you're a friend. And friends can screw up. With real friends, you can tell them where they went wrong. You can be really honest with them. But if you're constantly ripping them down, well, then they're going to go and they're going to find other friends. All right, guys, it's Friday and I'm pretty low energy here. But, you know, if you guys ever want to talk about this stuff, feel free to reach out. I always put my email out there. It's chris@warriorsoulofgoji.com. Feel free to reach out to me there or on social media. Always happy to discuss these things. And hope you guys are doing well. Have a great weekend. Well, it's probably not going to be the weekend when you're listening to this, but have a great whatever it is that you're about to go into. And we'll be back at you with some more awesome content later on this week or next week or whenever. Again, I'm out of it. And live your best lives while you can. This is Chris Albert, the Warrior Soul Podcast, and I am out.